This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we again launch here in hour three of the program. And I feel like we're right back to where we were last night at this time. I think last night we were discussing the exact same topic. It's really proof that you can call about anything on this program. The intellectual property debate continues, even though, Mark, you were eviscerated on the air last night by an expert, a man who, Stefan Kinsella, who is an expert because, well, he's an IP patent attorney, and he might just know a thing or two more than both you or I combined about this whole topic.
Certainly, the man's an expert.
Just proof that even if you can make significantly good points with somebody, that it takes time for them to absorb that information, in that Mark, clearly, despite all the great points that were made last night by Stefan, still holds on to the vestige of the idea that the government is necessary.
One of the points that Stefan made was that if he could give up on the area of drugs and movies, that those would be the first places that he would give ground.
Yeah, it's unfortunate he made that statement. Let's continue. Brent is still on the line here. He had a few more comments on the healthcare intellectual property world, and so go ahead, sir.
Well, I was because you all were talking about that, and I understand. I want new drugs too, and so on and so forth. I think a cure for cancer would be really convenient, and so on and so forth. And I was thinking, you know, how could that get paid for? Because people want it. There's a demand, so that means there's got to be a way to profit from it, you know, and you just have to, it's just a matter of figuring out the method.
Well, I think that people want intellectual property, too, and so there has to be a way to figure it out in the marketplace, right?
If that's true, then that's possible. I mean, if it's true that people
I haven't been arguing for government intervention in this area. I've only been arguing for intellectual property.
You haven't made that very clear. You haven't made that very clear.
The thing about intellectual property is it in the marketplace, yeah, sure, some what you're arguing for in that case is, yeah, probably some people will want to pay or whatever, but in a completely free market, if you're not going to use force to enforce this intellectual property, then anybody who doesn't, who feels like ripping it off and reselling it, just going to do that.
It really will depend on what the marketplace wants. I mean, if it's true what Mark is saying, and it could be true, that a bunch of people really value the idea of intellectual property, and if that's what most people in any given market are looking for, the arbitrators will probably side with that kind of viewpoint for the most part, and it's possible that reputations could be significantly dinged by violating the idea of intellectual property. On the other hand, it is possible that many people don't care about the idea as much as Mark thinks, and therefore the marketplace will reflect that viewpoint. So it's really kind of an indeterminate factor. We don't really know.
I'm certain that the marketplace wants intellectual property, if only at the level of fraud, in the sense that I don't want to be buying a cola that isn't Coca-Cola, that claims to be Coca-Cola. I want to buy Coke.
Well,
I want it to taste like Coke.
I don't know if that's really intellectual property as much as it is a fraud.
I'm sorry. A brand is intellectual property. Plagiarism is intellectual property. It's only just, it's the distinction you wish to make in it. You don't like particular types of intellectual property, so you want to call it all intellectual. It's not so.
I beg to differ. I think one is fraud and the other is not. If Equate is allowed to come out with the Equate version of Viagra, when at the same time Viagra comes out and they call it Equate Agra or whatever, it's different from trying to defraud people into believing that you are actually selling.
You don't think it's a form of plagiarism? You don't think it's plagiarism? Just like taking an article and slapping my name on it. Well, I'm not saying that it's Albert Einstein's work, and I'm not saying it's Robert Frost's work. I'm saying it's my work.
What you aren't doing, see, the difference there is if you are Equate producing a product and then calling it somebody else's product, calling it Viagra, if you have a dirty plant and a bunch of people get sick from your pills, like, you've defrauded people into believing that they are getting a product that a reputable source has produced.
I understand what you're saying. Do you think that plagiarism is a form of violation of intellectual property?
I think it's a mild form of but I think that it's one that's kind of self-correcting.
Don't you think that what Equate does by producing generic drugs is essentially plagiarism of what drug companies are
absolutely
doing?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Here's why. I'll answer you why. Thank you, Brent, for the call tonight. I appreciate your input. Here's why it's not plagiarism one iota. Because it says right there on the package, compare to blah, blah, blah. They're saying this is an almost direct ripoff, if not a direct ripoff, of product A. Compare the ingredients list to product A and then compare the prices and please buy our stuff. That's not plagiarism is only where you pass someone else's work off as your own and try to make people believe that it was all your idea. And it's clear that those companies are competing with the existing products.
So why shouldn't I in school be able to, use Robert Frost poetry and then say compare to Robert Frost poetry on the
because,
side of it
because
and then
it's a
expect
different
an
situation. A? Because when you're in school, you agree to whatever rules the teacher sets up. And the teacher says you may not plagiarize in this class. Whereas when you're going into the grocery store or you're going to Walmart to buy a product, you understand that you want those choices as a consumer. You want to have those options, and it doesn't offend you at all that they're on the shelf because it's half the price to buy the Equate brand, and it's just as good.
I contend that people want intellectual property of some sort or another. I don't know what that would be exactly.
I contend most people don't know much about intellectual property, and they don't know what they want. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Patrick in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Hey, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Trying to help that guy out that's worried about the draft.
Okay, sure.
From my understanding, and I've understood that it worked numerous times, when he signs his draft card, next to it, in fine print, he puts under TDC. That's all he has to put.
You know, that's what Wayne had suggested recently on the program, TDC standing for Threat, Duress, Coercion. And
right.
I don't think that that's very good because most people don't know.
There.
I mean, most people don't realize what that means. It's not a common, is it acronym? Is that what it is when it's one letter?
Yeah.
That's not a common acronym at all. Why not just simply spell out under duress?
Well, you don't want them to raise their eyebrows immediately, so you just put it in fine print. Remember how they always get you with the fine print?
Yeah, but you're not.
Like if you read the line on your check, that's not a line. When you sign your name, it says authorized
signature. Yes, it does.
Glass.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So when he goes down to the induction center, excuse me, when they do the oath and everybody's told to step forward, first off, he does not raise his hand to do the oath.
Mm-hmm.
When everyone is told to step forward, he stands still. Now, they're going to get up in his face and try, aggravate him, threaten him the whole bit. All he has to do is just keep saying over and over again, I will not submit my body or my person to the corporate United States.
You know,
no matter
what interesting
state on, that's all he keeps saying.
We've actually heard the thing about the stepping forward, and it sounds interesting. I've never been in the military, so I can't comment on whether or not they ask you to step forward.
I've seen it work once.
You've seen it work?
Yeah, I was there.
Where and when?
During the Vietnam War.
So you were actually there with draftees?
I know about it then.
Can you give us a little bit more? I mean, you were there.
Oh, there was one guy that didn't step forward. And they jumped all over him, but he walked.
He walked out, you mean?
He walked.
And the rest of you are feeling like, damn, I shouldn't have stepped forward.
Oh, I did. We didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Wow, that is excellent. We've never actually heard anyone claim that they had personal experience with that. It was always hearsay. Somebody had always heard someone tell a story, but you're saying you actually seen it happen. And so I believe you, my friend, and I appreciate the call tonight.
A lot of aggravation and everything, but he walked.
Yep, there you go. Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate hearing from you. So keep that in mind. The draft hasn't come back yet, but if it ever does, do not consent. And do not step forward and do not raise your hand and don't do what they demand of you. This is one of the things that some of the people, the patriots, I guess, suggest that when you're in a courtroom, for instance, and the judge orders you to do things, and if you do those things for the judge, then you're basically submitting to his authority. You're essentially silently conceding. You're silently saying, yes, I will do as you ask me to do because I am subservient to you. But if you don't do what the judge asks, or you make it clear that you're only doing it because you believe that he's going to hurt you, or something like that, if you make it very clear that you're not obeying for the sake of obeying, then that perhaps may put a little bit more separation between you and his so-called rule or authority over you. It's kind of another similar concept to what he was talking about with the whole stepping forward thing. There's no reason to do what these people are demanding of you. Who are they anyway? They're just people wearing uniforms and robes and badges. They're just regular human beings trying to pretend like they're something a little bit more. 800-259-9231. And, of course, the more people that know things like this and try to exercise these ideas, the more powerful we'll become and the more impotent they'll start to look. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hey everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts. All kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-204-6421.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, including updates. Get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's right. All you have to do is go to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free.
WebEx software allows anybody in the world and multiple people all over who have internet connections to view your desktop on their desktop. So you can have a meeting with them right there. You can also go to WebEx.com and enter promo code 600 to get your free trial starting immediately. And you can also register with a free webcam. I guess they're giving webcams away for a limited time. That's WebEx.com, WebEx.com.
As we continue with your calls, ladies first, Helen in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Helen. Helen, Florida, going once. Do we have Helen in Florida, going twice? Let's try instead Ryan in Utah on the AMP line. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I just want to preface this that I'm a self-proclaimed voluntarist, so okay. I don't want to aggress against any of my neighbors. But in regards to intellectual property that I guess you guys are talking about today, too. Sorry, I'm a podcast listener, so I don't know exactly what you're talking about. But I agree with you in almost every single example that you brought up of so-called intellectual property violations. But I kind of have a problem with you, especially Ian, writing off intellectual property as essentially what I feel is the impression that I get is that you claim it's non-existent. And
I think ideas are real.
I'm wrong.
Wait a minute. I think ideas are real, but I just don't think that anybody should be punished for sharing them.
Well, I guess my assertion was that you didn't feel that ideas were necessarily property.
No, I don't believe that they are. If you can copy it eternally forever, then there's no scarcity, it's not real property, in my opinion.
Okay, so in my case, I'm a computer programmer by trade, and I'm under multiple non-disclosure agreements with my employer, and essentially that is a contract between me and my employer that he agrees to provide me information, mm-hmm. intellectual property of his, to me under the terms that I will not disclose that to anyone else, essentially copy it to anyone else.
And you should be free to get into a contract like that, in which case the contract then supersedes what I think is the normal reality of you should be able to share ideas, but if you've contracted to not share specific ideas, then you are bound by your contract.
Well, ultimately, I think that's just semantics because that essentially is the property. And you know, the problem in today's society is we just don't have enough of those clearly defined contracts. Certainly, I agree that anything that's pushed out into the ether, I'm under no obligation. I'm under no non-disclosure agreement, and I can copy that without any fault on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But if I make terms for you and you violate those terms, essentially you should be held liable for that.
Absolutely. I'm 100% agreeing with you. You've contracted to keep something a secret and you don't, then you violated your contract and you should have action taken against you. Something's having some problems in, I don't think it's your line.
Phone area.
I think something's going on over at GCN where they're flipping some switches maybe. Are you still there, Ryan?
Yeah. I have one more thing that I was thinking about yesterday when you guys brought this up. Suppose that I decide to photocopy a bunch of Liberty Dollars.
Okay, sure. These are, by the way, for those that don't know, Liberty Dollars are an alternative currency that is actually backed by nothing now. It used to be backed by gold and silver, but the feds came in and they stole all the hard metals. But go ahead with your point.
That's true. So let's just talk about, you know, historical Liberty Dollars. Let's say that really does exist still. Essentially, those promissory notes, not the gold coins, but the actual
the paper
promissory notes,
mm-hmm.
That is, the paper's not worth anything. That's not the property. The property is intellectual. The property is this idea that you have gold in some vault somewhere. Now, if I could just go ahead and start photocopying these things and I start selling these to people, what is my culpability?
Well, first of all, you'd have to actually have some pretty special photocopying equipment because there's all kinds of protections in there, including micro printing, foil seals, and things like that. There's a lot of counterfeiting protections built in. In fact, more counterfeiting protections built into the Liberty Dollar than there are in the Federal Reserve note. So you'd have to have some pretty significant equipment and abilities in order to be able to do something like that. But what's your liability for that was your question?
Yeah, let's say that I'm really good at what I'm doing. I'm the best counterfeiter ever, and I'm able to make these perfectly. There's no distinction between these and the real Liberty Dollars.
Yeah.
Essentially, what have I stolen? I haven't stolen any gold, any real property. I've stolen intellectual property. What is my culpability?
You know, that is a good question. Have you stolen anything? Well, it depends on, I guess, if somebody was able to redeem those. So if they were that good and somebody attempted to redeem them from the mint and those particular, those particular certificates had not yet been redeemed, the ones that were real and actually in circulation, you've successfully counterfeited. I mean, presuming nobody ever finds out about it, then I guess you get away with it. And if they do find out about it, then your reputation is going to take some serious damage, I would expect.
Well, I guess so, but I would hope that I mean I'm in agreement with you. I believe the free market should be the arbitrators of this. I'm not in favor of any coercion by the state.
Okay, good.
I just don't know what the solution to that is.
I think it's tricky to think about the future of money when you've got different providers out there competing in the marketplace. Of course, one of the things they're going to compete on is the legitimacy of their currency, and that means that new innovations will be developed, and there always will be the threat of counterfeiters out there, and so the marketplace will have to come up with some way to try to ensure that their bills aren't counterfeited, and some will succeed and some will fail, and what will that mean for the people that are holding those certificates? It means some people are, I don't know, maybe they're going to get left out in the cold. It's hard to say what the market will do with that because we haven't had the opportunity for the marketplace to really provide us with good competitive currencies. So I think the market would be able to handle those problems, but it's hard to predict exactly what that's going to look like and what the consequences will be for the counterfeiters. It's really speculative at this point, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, my only point in bringing it up is just to say that I think that there is intellectual property that is real and should be protected. How that's going to be protected, I have no idea.
Yeah, as long as you don't involve the government, whatever your protection scheme is fine by me. I thank you, Ryan, for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Scott in Winnipeg. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott, on the Amplin.
Hello. I have a market solution for this intellectual property conundrum.
Okay, sure.
It's pretty simple, really. This is just in regards to things like movies and CDs and DVDs.
Okay.
Is that you have a contract on the outside or something that where you can see it before you purchase it, saying you agree not to copy it or distribute it.
I don't think that's a good one. We can keep discussing that. Hang on. I'll bring you back for that. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think it's a real contract. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea! And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer or your customers reflects on you, so they treat them with respect. And they also know that you not just want to collect your money, but you also like to keep your clients. SACL knows. So check out their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live, like SACL CAI. As we continue here with the intellectual property discussion continuing,
yay,
the result in phone calls here. Scott is back on the line in Winnipeg. Now, Scott, you were talking about what you thought might be effective in the world of music and movies, and you suggested a contract actually on the box, sort of like software contracts, wherein you would have to somehow cut through the contract, where it would say, if you open this box, you agree to blah, 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 right? Is that your idea?
It kind of is, but can I back for a second first?
Can you,
I don't know anything about patents or trademarks. I'm a content creator, video and music, so I know about copyright with that stuff. And I agree that ideas are not property, and copyright law, as it currently is, recognizes that ideas are not property. What's property under current laws are the expression of ideas. So So it's the script you wrote or it's the song you made. No, I don't agree with how, you know, the RIAA is suing people and how, you know, downloading is legal. I don't agree with that at all. But I do think that the product of your labor is your property and that you have a right to control how that property is used, whether it's a desk that you build with your hands or a song that you wrote and recorded yourself. Now, the way I look at it, though, doesn't mean that someone couldn't cover that song and do their own version of it, but the version you did, you have a right to, you know, if you decide no one can have that but, you know, the people who buy your CD, I think that that's your right in a way.
Yeah, but you don't have a right. I see where you're coming from, Scott, but you don't have a right. Let's say I'm a bar owner, and instead of having a cover band, instead of paying a cover band to come in and play, I just want to put your music overhead in my bar because I like your music and I bought your CD, but your CD had terms about how I couldn't play it to a certain number of people or whatever. You know, that there's actually the RIAA and these other organizations, they have come down on bar owners in the past for playing music in their clubs.
Not just bar owners, but any business.
Yeah, without paying the royalties for it. But so basically what you're saying is there, if I want to play your music in my club, that you then own my speakers because you haven't given me permission to do that, and you actually then control my entire club and the equipment therein because you made the song?
Well, no, because your property is your property, my property is my property. If you don't want to use my property, or if you don't
but
want
I want
to
use your property. But I'm wanna, I want to use your property, and what are you going to do about it?
Well, then if I decide that I don't want people to use it unless it's for here's an example. There was a fellow that made a song. I can't remember his name. Anyways, but one day he was watching surfing through some channels and saw that his music was used in some porno. And he didn't like that. He said, hey, I didn't create my music being used in that sort of avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So he sued, and I don't remember what happened exactly monetarily-wise. But I think it comes back to being able to control your creation, like because I view that as a product. When you buy a CD or a DVD, you own a shiny CD or DVD. You don't own the music. You don't own the movie. Someone else actually owns that. The people that made it own it. That's the way I look at it. Like, I don't agree with the government.
I see that's how you look at it, but there are people that disagree with you. There are probably millions of people that disagree with you, that they believe that when they buy your CD, they can play it to as many of their friends as they want to. If they want to bring all their friends into an auditorium and play it for them,
I've got another question before you get too far into this. Do you think that the ancestors of Mozart, do you think that they should have to work for a living right now?
Well, they didn't create the music. Mozart did, right?
He did, you know that copyright law goes on for about 199 years now with the Sonny Bono law. You do understand that Sonny Bono's kids aren't working right now.
But that's a government creation. You know, that's a government protection. I don't agree with
government protection. Since you don't agree with government protection, how is it that you propose somebody, a bar owner who wants to play your music without paying you, be taken care of in the marketplace?
Well, you can't really. I'm not going to know if some random bar owner is playing. It doesn't harm me, you know. It doesn't harm me if some bar owner plays my song.
But some would argue that it does. Some would argue it does harm you because you didn't get a royalty.
I mean, morally, if it's taken without my permission, then on a moral level, I don't think you should. But there's no harm in it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, hey, that's fine with me.
On a moral position.
I think that the worst that should happen should be that the people that care about that shouldn't go to that bar, and everybody else who doesn't give a damn is going to go and drink and listen to your damn music during all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not. That's why I think it's being made into this huge litigious situation that is not necessary. People shouldn't be paying fines of $100,000 for downloading a song. That's ridiculous. In Canada, downloading music is legal. Currently, who knows, it might change any day.
That's interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
That is interesting.
And wait, do people still buy? Hold on.
Illegal, so
do people?
Really no sense in it.
So downloading movies illegal, downloading music legal in Canada?
Yes.
Do people still buy music in Canada?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the world
still
hasn't
buy music
ended.
Because I support the artists that I like.
Exactly, and that's what people will do.
I downloaded music for a long time, and then about 2 years ago, I started buying CDs again, just because I feel like I want to support the products I enjoy.
When you're a younger person, you just don't have as much income necessarily. You could make more later on in your life and then start buying things at that point. There was actually a story that Johnson forwarded me about pirated software where one software maker actually asked a question on a bunch of different kind of forums like Slashdot and geeky places like that on the internet, actually asked the question, why do you pirate my software? And he got all kinds of responses and kind of categorized them all and broke them all down. And there were various different reasons. Sure, there was a very, very small percentage of people that just were spiteful and they just wanted to take stuff. But he said that was the smallest percentage of all the responses. A lot of it was simply that, you know, they wanted to try before they buy, or that they just don't have enough money to buy a $60 piece of software. And there was all kinds of really thoughtful, interesting responses that this guy got. And so you're right. It does turn out that people support the things that they want to see more of into the future. If you like a product at the grocery store, you should keep buying it, because if you stop buying it, then they might stop making it. And it's the same thing with music and movies. If you like it, you should support the people that create them, because otherwise they'll get disenchanted and go and do something else, and then you won't have those things anymore.
And the market forces will show what the price should be at for that particular piece of software or particular piece of music. You know, if CD prices are $25 and no one's buying them, they have to, you know, you have to meet the market. You have to lower your prices. And stores have been doing that lately in Canada anyways.
Very
because,
good.
I mean, you know, there's only a certain amount of money people will pay for a product. And if it's too high, then you'll go around other ways. You might download it or copy it from your friend and stuff like that. And no one should be going to jail.
So true.
Or home app over stuff like that.
That's I'm with you there, Scott. I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So it sounds like we're all kind of agreeing, at the very least, that the government shouldn't be involved in these things. That if it's true that intellectual property really is property, and I don't think I agree, but if some people think it is, if it's true, then let the marketplace come up with innovative ways to protect that property and let the chips fall where they may. Let's continue here and talk. Helen is gone, so we're going to try Jeremy in Montana. You are on Free Talk Live. Jeremy, Montana.
Yes, I miss y'all a whole lot.
Jeremy, what's happening?
Oh, not much. I just convinced a bunch of actually Obama supporters in their office and on their computers to, you know, either vote for Ron Paul or knock it off, because it's all about Biden conquering.
I tell you, you sound like you're in a persuasive mood tonight, Jeremy. I mean, Jeremy, you could convince anybody to do anything in the mood that you're in, right?
Well,
everything's smooth with you tonight.
I'm a pretty good con artist, I gotta tell you.
So you actually managed to get Obama supporters to tell you they were gonna go and vote for Ron, but they're gonna write Ron Paul in.
You didn't threaten them, did you?
That's right. And you don't forget it, Bucko.
Okay, that's right. Bucko. Thank you, Jeremy, for the call tonight, and you keep up the good work. 800-259-9231. All right, Bucko, you've got one more segment remaining. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, the toll-free number again is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, the number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Mark, you told me we'd slipped back into first place earlier today. That was primarily because Jim Babka sent out a downsized DC dispatch mentioning us. Didn't get us a whole lot of votes because it wasn't the primary purpose of his dispatch. So we still need you because we're only something like a handful of votes ahead, if we're even still ahead at this point. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it in the month of August, and most of you haven't done it yet, please do it for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It is much appreciated. It makes a big difference and drives new people to the show, and that's a good idea, right? So vote.freetalklive.com. Ninjas, Mark, do you have a ninja story for me?
I was going to freak out if you didn't let me get to this
I
ninja
talk
story.
I want to talk about
tonight.
The ninjas.
The Clifton police said they arrested two men dressed like ninjas and armed with Asian martial arts weapons who said they were sending a warning to drug users.
Calling
themselves the Shinobi Warriors, the men wore black SWAT-type vests and carried knives, throwing stars, swords, nunchucks, a bow and arrows.
How about a whip? That's all I've got.
20-year-old Thaddeus Terzekas, I don't know, and his 19-year-old brother Jesse were charged with weapons possession. Apparently in New Jersey it's illegal to have a bow and arrow and a freaking Chinese throwing
Everything's
star.
Illegal in New Jersey.
And they're also charged with harassment for a letter left for an ex-girlfriend. After being arrested early Wednesday in a car on Route 46, the men said they were delivering warning letters to drug dealers and drug users urging them to stop their impure activities. Their weapons, the detective said, told the Bergen County Record, they were to be a precaution in case they were confronted by the drug dealers. The officers who arrested the men found the letters in 5 envelopes decorated with Chinese designs. Reports show that two men had already delivered one such letter to the 16-year-old ex-girlfriend in Clifton. Police contacted the teen and her mother and alerted them to the situation. The letters warned drug users and drug dealers that the shinobi will stop your cruel and sadistic intentions with justified yet merciful force. In the letter, the two men accused the drug dealers and accusers of having committed sin, of passing impurity to others, and that the wind guides us to those of impure hearts and intent.
The wind, huh?
Yeah, apparently. So they're farting their way to find.
It's too bad the cops can't just have the wind guide them to the drug users. It'd be a lot easier then.
Ninjas, that's awesome. Their intentions may have been good, but we tell everyone that they shouldn't take the law into their own hands because it will cause more problems for everyone in the long run, said the detective.
Yes, please leave the drug users alone.
The boy's fathers tell the Associated Press his son is not a maniac. He's only trying to help a friend. Oh, they're driving along in ninja masks with Chinese throwing stars and shuriken in their belt.
So they never actually got a drug. They never actually made it anywhere.
What the hell happened? How'd they get caught?
They're not a real ninja.
Wearing their ninja mask. The cop comes along and says, oh, this is going to be good. Pull over, kid.
Yeah.
Ninjas don't pull over, just so you know.
Yeah, right. The ninja doesn't, first of all, the ninja doesn't get caught. Like, if you're a real ninja, you don't get into the point where a cop can catch you. You're a ninja. Right. I mean, the primary, the most important factor about being a ninja is stealth.
Well,
you're supposed to be able to slip in and slip out of places without being noticed. You're supposed to be silent. You're supposed to be stealthy. You're supposed to be quick.
You know,
certainly shouldn't be able to be seen by some donut eating bureaucrat.
If the cop does happen to stumble across a ninja, his life is forfeit.
He dies dead
quickly and silently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not ninjas. These guys ride along on their 79 Pacer. Sorry. Not ninjas. Oh, what these kids were thinking.
That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat that crap.
No, good stuff. All right, well, here's a story for you. Out of Winchendon, which is actually kind of close here to Keene. In, not New Hampshire. It's like the last town in Massachusetts on the way here. 10-year-old Bradley Geslack was suspended from school recently for bringing a souvenir to the school.
Was it alive?
No.
Okay.
In fact, it was anything but live. It was an empty rifle shell casing. Two of them, actually.
Okay.
The Toytown Elementary School fourth grader had received them. They were, again, they're blanks. From blanks used during the town celebration held at the GAR Park on, a recent Monday. He brought one of the casings with him to school the next day. His mom said he was just playing with it at lunch, wasn't showing it to anyone. He had it in his hand. And he was playing with it. Bradley said a teacher saw him with it and told him to hand it over. He said the teacher told me to give it to her, and I did, because, you know, that's what they teach kids, is to be obedient.
What else was he going to do?
Well, after the piece of brass was confiscated, Ms. Geslack was called at work and told to come pick up her son, as he was being suspended for the next 5 days.
5 days for having just the brass casings? That's crazy. And they were from blanks, so you're not even talking about anything of any real consequence.
It's empty either way, so it's just ludicrous. Just the zero-tolerance madness that continues to plague government schools. Her son, of course, was in tears when Mom got there. She said, I was totally shocked. I couldn't believe this was happening. And, you know, does that mean that his mom's stupid, Mark, or just ignorant?
What's that?
That she couldn't believe this was happening. She's ignorant.
She's normal.
Right. Most people don't know. They're just completely, blissfully unaware of all of the insanity that goes on within the government school system. It only hits home to you when it's finally your kid that gets targeted for some of this silliness, this insanity. Ordinarily, she says, I try to think ahead about things, but to me, this was something good, not bad. It was just an empty shell, not even from a real bullet. A sharpened pencil would be more dangerous than this piece of metal. And, of course, her observations are completely correct, but those observations fall deaf upon the ears of these bureaucrats running the system. They don't care about legitimacy. They don't care about the truth of that statement. They don't care about the fact that this is in a blank shell. It
came from a weapon. We've got a zero-tolerance weapons rule on this campus, so therefore we're suspending you for an entire week.
It's crazy.
Well, you know, the kid will probably learn more in the week that he wasn't at school than the week that he was actually, or a week that he actually did spend in school. Her son had been given the shells by a uniformed veteran who participated in a Memorial Day ceremony. Having received a souvenir from an adult, he never considered it wrong for him to have it, said his mom. He was so proud that they had been given to him. His dad's a veteran, uncle's a veteran, both his grandfathers are veterans. Memorial Day's a very big thing to us. It's an important holiday, and we've got a big celebration every year. Well, don't you understand, Ms. Geslack? Those soldiers fought and died so your son could be banned from bringing expended ammunition to school.
But you see, the soldiers were authorized by the government to have those guns, so it was okay. Your son, however, has not been authorized to touch a piece of a firearm, and brass is a piece of a firearm, and I'm sorry, you're just not allowed to unless you're authorized by the government. And be damned your Second Amendment.
She's now concerned about the impact that having the shell taken away will have on her son and his feelings about the holiday in the future. Well, you can rest assured that the school bureaucrats weren't concerned about his feelings one iota. According to the family, a school official said on Tuesday the shell would not be returned to them. The family said they were also told that the next step might involve assigning a probation officer to young Bradley in fourth grade. They also said they don't know the whole story yet. Geslack said, when I went to pick him up, I was told the teacher hadn't finished writing up her report on what took place and that I would get that later. I would have thought that when deciding to suspend my son that they would have had to have had a complete report ready for me. School officials refused to comment on the incident, citing privacy regulations. Principal Deborah Peterson says, I cannot give any comment on school suspensions. I cannot confirm or deny a suspension took place, and I cannot speak about anything involving a minor. It's all confidential. Just like at a doctor's office.
It's confidential because we don't want to have to tell you what we're doing.
Right. The superintendent did not return phone calls. The school committee chair people did not return calls. His mom said, I'm worried about what having a weapon-related suspension on his school record will mean to his future. He's like any other 10-year-old kid. Sometimes he can have a bad attitude. We dealt with that once earlier this year, and I don't want them to now think he's a bad kid or label him as one. If he'd been suspended for having a bad attitude, I could have understood it. I would have supported them in that, but not for this. He didn't even know that he did anything wrong. Ms. Geslack will have plenty of time to think about that in the coming days because the suspension also means that she has to give up hours at work to be with her son.
It's either that or have somebody babysit.
Yep. So this is yet another example of what's going on the inside of these government schools that you are paying for,
This would have never happened at a private school, and, you know...
if it did, she would have some recourse. I mean, if the private school did do this, and they weren't aware that this was a rule, and she was very upset by it, she could talk to the principal, and they'd actually would at least pretend to care about the situation. They might even try to remedy it with her, because she could always pull out of the private school. She could always say, oh, I've had enough, and I'm not going to come back next year. We're not going to give you our business. And so they would either bend a little bit, or they would say, okay, well, we don't want your business, and they could part their separate ways, and she would never have to give them another dime of her hard-earned money. But here, it doesn't matter if she pulls her son out.
Cover your butt, bureaucrats.
She has to pay for this kind of crap, or they're going to steal her house, and that's the system we live in. But you can always elect somebody to change it, right? More on the way tomorrow night. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this age,